You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and good morning, good afternoon, or of course even good evening, depending on from where in the world you're tuning in right now. It is evening here in Tokyo, and I must say it's been a crappy day weather-wise. At the time of recording, it is June 7th, and we are slowly but surely moving into the rainy season. By the time this podcast episode is out and live on iTunes, I'd imagine we will be smack bang right in the middle of it. And I have to say, this is my least favorite time of year. It's muggy, the air is heavy, it's humid, and it's generally not very pleasant. What are we talking about this week? This week, I'm going to be talking about a topic which I think many of you are going to be very keen to hear about. This time, I'm going to be talking about confidence. But before we get into the main topic, let's take a look at this week's five-star review. This week's five-star review comes from Marco A. Espinosa from Mexico. And Marco A. Espinosa said, "It's excellent," with three explanation marks. "Excellent teacher. And the last episode of the podcast, number 8, is about an important topic for my improvement of English and even for my life. I completely recommend this podcast." So Marco said the last episode was number 8, so I'm sorry, Marco, that it's taken me so long to read your review out on the show, because we are now on episode 30, so that was quite a few weeks ago. Episode 8, by the way, was, in my opinion, probably the most important episode in this entire series. It was the episode about being exceptional with your English. And are you doing that? Are you aiming to be an exceptional speaker of English? I hope you are, because if you're aiming for mediocrity, you're letting yourself down. You're better than that. Aim to be the best. And if you want to be the best, if you want to be exceptional, you're going to need a dash of the old confidence to help you along. And that, my friend, is what we are talking about in this episode, confidence. In fact, I've got a quick little lesson in confidence for you. Now, let me ask you a question, and this is relevant. Are you subscribed to the Doing English YouTube channel? Doing English was originally a YouTube channel. I still post on the YouTube channel quite regularly. And you can find the channel, if you're not already subscribed, by going to doingenglish.com/YouTube, and you will be sent automatically to the channel. Again, that's doingenglish.com/YouTube. I'll put the link to this in the description on iTunes as well. Now, the reason I ask you that is because in December last year, to be precise, December 18th, 2015, I posted a video on YouTube called "Congratulations, Hanako." Now, a little bit of background here. Hanako is one of the Doing English Plus members, and she originally joined because she had a big, important series of conferences that she needed to join because of her job. And past experience had told her that she wasn't very good at these conferences. It's all in English, and she was a little bit nervous, a little bit worried about whether she would be able to perform well enough in English to get the job done. Now, she joined, first of all, two-step speaking, and then later Doing English Plus. And I have to say, Hanako is one of our most active members. So if you're listening to this, Hanako, thanks for that. And she's a great person, and she worked really, really, really hard at her English for quite a few months, almost an entire year, I think. And she really worked hard. All the credit here goes to Hanako. Yes, Doing English Plus is great. It's an excellent program, and it'll help you to reach the highest levels of English mastery if that's what you want to do. But I can't take the credit here. It's all down to her and her hard work. Because she got the level of her English right up, and she attended those conferences and performed beautifully. So just after then, I made a video congratulating her on that. I bought some party poppers and I made a video and I popped them on camera. And a very short video, just saying congratulations. Now, I know that she watches the videos on YouTube. I know this because she generally comments on a lot of the videos that I post. So, of course, I expected a comment from her right away. You know, it's a YouTube video just for her, congratulating her on her success. But a reply never came. I waited, and I waited, and I checked back on the video every day. I'd got comments from other people, but I didn't get a comment from Hanako. Had I said something rude? Had I done something to upset her? Was she ignoring me? Was I out of order making this video and posting it on YouTube? Was I going to lose her as a friend? Was I going to lose her as a member of Doing English Plus? Maybe. And the days went by. Then the weeks went by. And the months went by. And a reply never came. In the end, I gave up. All the while, Hanako is still active in the community. She's still posting. Same old Hanako. Nothing's different. But she never mentioned the video. I wondered if I should ask her about it. But again, I was worried that I'd upset her somehow, that I'd said something wrong. So I didn't want to mention it. And eventually, I forgot all about it. And then, 3 whole months after I posted that video, I'd pretty much forgotten about it. I'm not too sure why, but I went to the Doing English YouTube channel, and I looked at the comments section. And I never look at the comments, not really. And I certainly never look at the comments held back as spam. But for some reason, on that day, I did. I looked at the comments and I clicked on the button that said spam comments for review. And as you would expect, the typical spammy comments that every YouTube channel gets, copy paste, copy paste, copy paste, links to people's blogs that are irrelevant to the videos, links trying to sell Viagra or something like that. You know exactly the kind of comments I mean. And I don't know why, but not only did I look at the spam comments, but I also scrolled down. And there, right in front of me, was Hanako's comment. She'd actually replied to that video minutes after I uploaded it. She was the first commenter on that video. And she left a wonderful comment thanking me, thanking Doing English Plus, thanking me for the video. Exactly what I'd expected. She wasn't upset at all. I hadn't upset her. I hadn't made her angry. It's just that for some strange, bizarre reason that even now I don't understand, that comment was flagged by YouTube as spam and thrown away into the spam bin, never to be seen on the video. Of course, I cleared the comment straight away, and it's now there on the video. And if you like, you can see it by heading over to the YouTube channel. Again, just go to doingenglish.com/YouTube and search for the video called Congratulations Hanako, and you will see the comment right there, and you'll see my reply to it 2 months after it was posted. You can't believe how happy I was to see that comment and to know that I hadn't said something wrong, that I hadn't upset her. Now, of course, I'm being a little bit dramatic here, but there's an important lesson in confidence right here in this story for you. Many of the things which worry and upset us are actually absolutely nothing to do with us. We say something, and then we worry, we fret, because we think we said something wrong, that we've upset the person, and that they're angry about it. Rarely is that the case. Sometimes we say something which we regret, and then we don't hear from the person for a while, and we think it's because of what we said. We think it's because we said something stupid and upset them. But actually, they're just busy with something. They didn't even notice the thing that we said. They're not angry about it. They're not upset about it. They just got busy with other things. Again, the thing that we are worried about, the thing that we are upset about, has nothing to do with us. But people, by nature, always assume the worst. We worry that we did something wrong. We imagine the worst possible scenarios. We make ourselves upset over silly things, when the truth is totally different. And this is very true when you are learning a second language, because it's easy to say something stupid that you regret in your first language. I know, I do it all the time. But when we're speaking a second language, it's even easier. We might lack the ability to speak in a sophisticated manner. So we say things that we think are just trying to communicate a point, but we say it in a way that is maybe not acceptable, is a little bit rude, and we worry that the person is going to hate us for that. Or we make mistakes of our English. We confuse the other person, and then we think about that again and again and again, and about how terrible the situation was. A great example of this is the story that I told you in episode 7 of the Doing English podcast, where I went to a coffee shop to buy coffee beans and completely screwed up everything that I had to say and caused what in my mind was a disastrous situation. But in reality, probably nobody even noticed. Probably the girl behind the counter was actually embarrassed herself because she couldn't help me better. I felt embarrassed because I felt like I'd made her life difficult. I'd said something stupid. She probably felt bad because she couldn't help me in English. The point here is that often, the things that we say, people don't actually notice them as much as we think they do. So just remember that. Next time you feel bad about something you said, next time you feel silly, next time you feel like you don't have confidence about something, or you're worried about doing something silly, just remember, it's pretty unlikely that people will think as badly of you as you expect. And if you did say something stupid, if you did say something embarrassing, and for some reason you haven't heard from that person, just remember, it's probably for a completely different reason. So there we go. That is it for episode 30 of the Doing English podcast. Like I said, if you haven't already, do check out the Doing English YouTube channel. Just go to doingenglish.com/YouTube and you will be redirected to the channel. What are we going to be talking about in next week's episode? Next week, we're going to talk about English vocabulary. And in particular, we're going to be talking about something which, to be honest, I don't know why I haven't talked about yet here on the podcast, because this topic is actually my speciality. Look forward to that. I'll see you 7 days from now. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit better next time when I come to record episode 31. Hopefully, although being the rainy season, I'm not banking on it. Okay, that's it from me today. If you haven't already, do take a moment to subscribe to this podcast show on iTunes. Take a moment to rate the show and do leave a review. I'll be reading the best 5-star reviews out in future episodes of the show. So do go ahead and do that. I'll see you 7 days from now. Have a great time. Thank you and goodbye.